The latest astronomy news for April 2008 is part of the Jodcast. For the full show, visit jodcast.net.
In the news this month, methane discovered in the atmosphere of an extrasolar planet, a new age determination for the Small Magellanic Cloud, and a super bright gamma ray burst visible to the naked eye. Methane is a well-known constituent of the Earth's atmosphere, although it is only present in small quantities, and it has also been found in the atmospheres of Mars, Titan, and all four of the gas giants within the solar system. Now, for the first time, the presence of methane has been detected in the atmosphere of a planet orbiting another star. There are now more than 270 extrasolar planets known, but this is the first time that organic molecules of any kind have been discovered in a planetary atmosphere outside of our solar system. The discovery comes from the Jupiter-sized extrasolar planet known as HD 189733b, a planet whose atmosphere is already known to contain water molecules. The observations were made by a team led by Mark Swain at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory, using the Hubble Space Telescope's infrared spectrometer NICMOS, and relied on the fact that the orbit of the planet passes directly between us and the planet's parent star. During one of these transit events, some of the light from the star passes through the atmosphere of the planet. When this happens, some of the light is absorbed at particular wavelengths by the chemicals in the planet's atmosphere, leaving the spectral equivalent of a fingerprint in the light which eventually reaches us here on Earth. By comparing spectra taken during a transit to spectra taken before or after the event, the astronomers were able to detect absorption features due to both methane and water. Although methane is often produced by life forms here on Earth, this is highly unlikely to be the cause of the methane in the atmosphere of this planet, since the atmosphere reaches temperatures of 900 degrees Celsius, hot enough to melt silver. Measurements like these can help our understanding of the temperatures, pressures, and chemistry in planetary atmospheres, and could possibly be used to search for signs of life on planets where temperatures are less extreme and water might exist as a liquid. The Milky Way galaxy has many smaller dwarf galaxies as neighbours, the most prominent of which are the large and small Magellanic Clouds, which are obvious in the southern hemisphere. If galaxies in the early universe formed at the same time, then the age of the oldest stars in these companions should match that of the oldest stars seen in our own galaxy. Whilst our galaxy's oldest globular clusters are thought to have formed at the same time as the Milky Way itself, younger globular clusters within the Milky Way are thought to have been either accreted during encounters with dwarf galaxies that have merged with our galaxy, or possibly created as a result of close encounters between the Milky Way and other dwarf galaxies. Various measurements of the ages of old globular clusters in the Milky Way and other nearby galaxies show that the ages of these populations are the same to within the accuracy of the measurements. The Small Magellanic Cloud, however, is something of an anomaly. Observations have shown that globular clusters within the SMC have various ages. The largest of these clusters, NGC 121, is also the oldest of the SMC's clusters, but various age determinations have put it 2 or 3 billion years younger than the oldest of the Milky Way's clusters. Recent, highly sensitive observations of NGC 121, carried out using the Hubble Space Telescope's Advanced Camera for Surveys, by Katharina Glatt, John Gallagher and their collaborators, have resulted in an accurate age for this important cluster, published in the Astronomical Journal this month. These new results help to shed some light on the early star formation history in this well-known dwarf galaxy, and further results are expected from similar observations the team have made of other smaller star clusters in the SMC. Gamma ray bursts are violent explosions in the distant universe, so called because they were first detected by high-energy gamma ray detectors. In recent years, many GRBs have also been detected by telescopes operating in other parts of the electromagnetic spectrum, including X-ray and optical observatories. The SWIFT satellite was designed to search for and monitor these distant explosions that occur when massive stars collapse to form black holes. Since it was launched in 2004, the satellite has discovered on average 2 GRBs a week. On March the 19th, the satellite detected a record-breaking 5 bursts within 24 hours. One of these was so bright optically that it was briefly visible to observers on Earth with the naked eye. Following the initial detection, the GRB was also rapidly observed with the X-ray and optical cameras on board SWIFT, as well as other telescopes around the planet. The explosion occurred in the constellation of Bootes at a distance of 7.5 billion light-years. For an object to be visible without a telescope at that distance, the initial explosion would have to have been extraordinarily violent, sending material flying out at almost the speed of light. Teams around the world, including astronomers at the SWIFT UK Science Data Centre at the University of Leicester, are observing the fading glow of this extraordinary event, using telescopes around the world, hoping to understand the behaviour of the material involved in the explosion. And finally, the ESO site at Cerro Paranal, located 2,600 metres above sea level in Chile, is to star in the next James Bond movie, Quantum of Solace, due to be released later this year. Filming took place during the last week of March and used part of the site in the Atacama Desert, one of the driest places on the planet, as the headquarters of the film's villain, Dominic Green. The height and extreme dryness make it hard for anything to grow out in the open, giving the surrounding desert the resemblance of Mars, but providing excellent conditions for optical astronomy. The site is home to many telescopes, including the VLT, or Very Large Telescope, four individual telescopes 8.2 metres in diameter, as well as the Residencia, a building used by people working and observing at Paranal to escape from the dry, thin atmosphere outside.